response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter and host of Fesco in the Morning, Josh Klingler. If you want to hear more from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, tune in with us every Friday morning at 7:30 and every Monday at 4 o'clock on The Drive. The Drive also exclusively talks to Patrick Mahomes each and every Monday at 3:10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Good evening, everyone. And I love it. I love it when our Monday Chiefs Kingdom shows are like being at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, where we get false starts on the opponents with regularity. You got two more yesterday. That was awesome. Welcome to the Hy-Vee, the Wahlburgers inside Hy-Vee, Lee Summit Rice Road location. Not far, just a stone's throw away from the alma mater of our first-round draft pick, Felix Anyedike Uzomah, who played at Lee Summit High for the Tigers and then went on to be Defensive Player of the Year at K-State and now is wearing number 97 for us. This score just in, Chiefs 41, Bears 10. And that was huge. When you get all three phases clicking like that, because you didn't know who Montrell Washington was, probably, when he got the first punt and ran it for 23 yards. You know who Tommy Townsend is, right? Sampson with a full head of hair, punting out of bounds at the three, and then it started the onslaught. But it was a fun night. Jerick McKinnon, the Jet, finds the end zone twice. Pop Pacheco gets in there once. Clyde Edwards-Helaire revisits and tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone. It's great to see so many people tasting sweet nectar tonight here at the show. In fact, we have people here tonight from Florida who stayed over. Yep. New Jersey. We have people here from New Jersey tonight, from the north part of Jersey. And joining us via FaceTime, our friends from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the Super Bowl 57 championship, 38-35 over the Eagles. We've got an awesome show set up for you tonight. Very shortly, we're going to hear from Coach Reid. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, including getting ready for Sunday night football, a week from last night, as we'll take on the New York Jets in the Meadowlands, and that will be a week from last night. A reminder, though, it's always fun when the Chiefs get 41 points. And by the way, how cool was it for Patrick Mahomes to get 25,000 passing yards? 7 games faster than any quarterback in the history of the National Football League. And then defense continues to play its ears off. They are getting after it again. 3 more sacks. Trent McDuffie continues to hack the ball loose. Our guest last week didn't get the pick that we predicted, but he got another forced fumble, hacking the ball out, recovered by Willie Gay Jr. When you get a defense that's relentless like that, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. So we got all kinds of guests here tonight. Fake Andy Reid is here tonight, of course. Looks like the real thing. You got to get up real close and look at him and go, is that the real thing or not? Because the real thing will join us here in just a couple of minutes. And yes, I did invite T.S. to the show. don't see TS yet. It's Tom Schmerdlap, who lives out here in Lee's Summit. So who knows who shows up at our games now, right? It's pretty crazy being part of the Chiefs Kingdom, but it is fun. So tonight is a night we get ready for the New York Airplane Jets and try to get red and get real and get rowdy. Always fun when we get 41 points because that means you score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Shop Hy-Vee. You can still do this after the show. A lot of you do your shopping after the show because I see you after a game. Earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 41. If the Chiefs score 41 points, you save 41 cents a gallon. And believe me, these days, oh boy, we can use all the 41 stuff we can get. That's with any $41 purchase. The more we score, the more you save, and the more fun we have. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. And tonight we're at the Hy-Vee in Lee's Summit, just off 291 Highway at Rice Road near Lee's Summit High School. Later in the show, Creed Humphrey will be our guest, the best center in the National Football League. So we'll be back with head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs start out the same way. They go 2x2 after motioning Sky Moore this time. And a wing right, though, is McKinnon. They now shovel it inside to McKinnon. The Jet finds the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, using the Jet motion as an illusion. And the Jet, Jerick McKinnon, back into the end zone where he belongs. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee in Lee Summit on Rice Road. Not far from the alma mater of Felix Anyaduke Uzomah, Lee's Summit High School. Great tradition there for the Tigers. Lee's Summit North with a great team. West also with a really good team. And now we are joined by the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. Before we get any further, congratulations. 270 wins, number 4 all time when you count regular season and postseason. And the 3 in front of you are pretty good. Congrats on picking up that milestone.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mitch.
And you got a game ball after. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was very nice of you.
Let's jump into this game a little bit. How good was it that all three phases got to kind of eat in this game and take solace in a job well done?
Yeah, listen, we really hadn't been able to do that up to this point. So I think that's important. We've got to be able to build on it. We've got to clean up some things. But, you know, it was good to see the offense do well, the defense continuing to do well, and then special teams contributed too. So I just thought all the way around it was kind of our first game that we got all three phases heading in the right direction.
How much growth did you see yesterday in your pass catchers? I'm going to include the tight ends and RBs in this, in just recognizing defenses, like finding the voids in the zone. How big was that yesterday?
Yeah, I thought that was important. We really hadn't put that together up to this point. There were some inconsistencies there. But the running backs, I mean, all of them had a chance to score. They all contributed both in the run and the pass. And then these young receivers just coming, getting better every week and kind of getting themselves coming into the game and contributing, I thought was important. And so, you know, and then the tight ends, that's a little bit more of a veteran group there. So we kind of expect that from them to be able to continue to add to the, you know, to the offense and stay consistent with that. But listen, all the way around, I thought all the groups that had a chance to touch the football, I thought did a good job.
I love these Monday night chats. It's like sitting around a fire pit. We don't have it, don't have a fire, but we get to talk ball. And one of the things I want to do is like bring up some stuff that maybe can be overlooked. And I want to ask you about Pacheco's pass pro on the first real big offensive play, the 24-yarder to Kels, and Pacheco's growth there and picking that up and the way he made that play.
Yeah, no, that is growth, and he's worked hard at that. That's one of the tougher things to do as a running back with the creative minds on the defensive side of the ball. They have a ton of blitzes that they bring and different looks. So for him to be able to step his game up there is important for us.
And how about him making a quick reaction? What's going through an RB's mind when you guys teach with these guys of protections? We see them run and catch, but I mean the protections.
Yeah, well, there's some plays where we're asking them to do play action, protect, and then chip, and then make sure they get out to hold the flat defender. And that means they've got to stretch it way out there, but all within just a second or so. So, you know, there's a lot involved with that. And on some of the play actions, we still have the backs having to work opposite if it's an overload blitz to the opposite side. So there are things that can clutter you if you're not in tune with it. And but our guys do it. They do a good job. They do a good job with that. And you know, it's good to have McKinnon in the room, who's a veteran, and then Clyde now is comfortable with it, and that's, I think, helped Pacheco develop so fast here.
Another thing that jumped onto the video was on Pacheco's run, the block by Rice, and kind of a legal crack, right? But then also Noah Gray's blocking ability there. Things that can get overlooked there. We talk about the receivers catching, but what about him blocking as well as the tight ends?
Yeah, well, first of all, that was a great block by Rice. I mean, that was big time. And then, you know, the block by the rest of the guys, that was a well-executed play. But not all of them were well-executed. That one was well-executed. So, and then the way that that Pacheco's seeing it and hitting it is another thing. He's a very violent runner. And he's still running after he's tackled. He runs right up to the get up and back to the huddle. He's got quite a bit of energy.
How good was the O-line yesterday? Or how was the O-line yesterday?
Yeah, they did a good job. I think that's a pretty good front there. And I thought they did a good job. There are things we need to clean up, but they gave you a few different looks, and at the same time, you know, I think they've got ability. So that combination, you know, is a good challenge for the offensive line. But I thought they handled themselves well. I mean, anytime you can put up those numbers that the skill guys have put up, that means the guys are doing a pretty good job up front.
The other number, just your thoughts on popping a 5-for-5 in the red zone and what that means going into the Jets game and beyond.
No, listen, you're playing the Jets now. This is one of the top defenses in the NFL and very, very skilled. And so any kind of positive that you can get out before that game, before you play a team like that, I think is good for you. And but I thought our guys executed down the red zone. Again, they give you a few different looks, and I thought the guys handled it well.
On the defensive side, another effort, you've already alluded to it, but I just want to ask you, like, without Bolt, how the defense had responded, especially Tranquil, and wearing the green dot.
Yeah, listen, I was proud of Tranquil because we all know what kind of player he is. We've had to go against him for these last few years. So, but to be in this system and develop as quickly and get a grasp of it as quickly as he has been great. But he's a smart kid and tough, and he stepped in there and I thought did a nice job, real nice job. So I thought the defense, I don't know if the word swarming or whatever is the right word, but they're getting themselves around the ball. There's always the red shirts somewhere close. So, if something happens where you're filtering a guy back towards the middle of the field and you happen to miss a tackle, somebody's there to make it on a second look. So it's been positive. The zones are tighter in the pass coverage. The guys up front are holding their own up front. Again, they're going to go against a good offensive line this week. So, you know, it's be another good challenge for us up front. But right now the guys are holding their own. Nottie doesn't probably get enough credit for what he's doing in there. I mean, when you're a nose guard, you take a lot of beating, but you don't get a lot of publicity. So he's in there battling like crazy. And then the other guys kind of rally right around that or make it plays. But we got a good group of linebackers. You know, Willie had some good plays yesterday. We had him spying a little bit on the quarterback too, which was, you know, productive. So, but, you know, and Chris, again, is just kind of getting back in the flow of things, but he's doing a nice job in there. And you know, the two unknowns out there, George and Mike, they get no credit either, but those guys are just worker bees, man. They're 100 miles an hour every snap, and it shows up, you know, shows up well. Then Wharton's kind of jumped in the mix now, too. He's getting back off of his knee surgery, so doing a good job.
With all those guys, I want to ask you about, I know I was talking to Drew about it last night after the game, Tranquil. So our crowd gets into it, right? They get two false starts again yesterday on the enemy offense. But the defense has to deal with that crowd on our side. How much of a challenge is that for them where they're dealing with our own crowd noise, our defense?
Yeah, so we try to practice with that. And Canal is in charge of all that. He kind of keeps the noise going. And so during the week, I'm saying. So they have to work through that, but there's nothing. Arrowhead is very loud. When you're down there on the field, it's extremely loud. And we try to mimic that noise with these speakers that we have at practice, but not quite the same. So when they tell you they can't hear, they can't hear. Everything's done by sign language, and that's kind of how it goes.
I want to ask you about McDuffie, too. He's got two balls he's popped out now. He's kind of a ball hawk here. And yet he's doing it within the scheme. What about his growth and his ability to be, you know, even moving forward to be a top corner in this league?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's heading that direction. He seemed like he was everywhere. I mean, I don't see every play during the game because I'm talking with some of the offensive guys, but I noticed him. I mean, I didn't have to watch the tape to see that he was making plays. And that, you know, it's a tribute to the kid because he's one of those hard workers and you know how he is. I mean, he's very smart and he just works at his job and real professional for such a young guy.
Special teams, I mean, you bring up Montrell Washington off the practice squad. We saw him last year with Denver. And I just was impressed with this 23-yard return. What about him and even moving forward, how big of a piece could he be in both the kick and punt return game?
Yeah, I mean, time will tell on that. But he did some nice things. He was a real good player in college now. I mean, he was exciting to watch. And he was also a receiver. You know, he's a receiver, too. I mean, he can do that part too. And so I liked what I saw yesterday. Dave liked what he saw. We'll just see how it goes going forward here. But I would anticipate him continuing to, you know, get himself more familiar with the system that we're doing. And I wouldn't think it would let up from what we saw yesterday.
I don't know if we can all easily forget, or fans can easily forget, a Tommy Townsend 55-yard punt out of the three. It's still nil-nil at that point, but just the ability of a punter being a weapon for you to flip a game like that.
Yeah, that was a boomer, that one. Man, that was a shot. He's got a strong leg, and you've seen over the years his consistency has increased and become way better at that. So he is definitely a weapon. We always talk about field position. You know, you kind of want to dominate the field position game. And so much of that is relying on special teams and your punter. And so we're blessed to have him.
And how strong is Butt's leg right now? I mean, it seems like he's just crushing everything. It's like he's hitting home runs at the Home Run Derby at the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah, no, he's... You know, he's a big kid. I mean, I'm not sure people realize how tall he is. And he does a nice job. You know, and he is strong. I mean, he works at it, too. He's one of the first guys in that weight room lifting and stretching and doing all the stuff he's supposed to do, diet and he does it all.
Final question. Our guest tonight's Creed Humphrey. Just how special is he, and what you demand? How much do you demand of your centers?
Yeah, well, they're kind of the quarterback at the front and the transmitter from the right side to left side. And they've got to be on. If they're not on, your run game's not going to look too good. So and we put a lot on Creed's plate, and he does a good job with it. He's a smart kid and tough, and he's probably your strongest guy on the team. So he's a horse in there, man. big and strong. And, you know, he loves to play the game. So he's fun to be around that way.
And he's got that wrestler in him, Coach.
Yeah, no, he was All-State wrestler. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for being with us. We'll let you get ready back your prep for the Jets. But thanks for being with us tonight. And congrats again on 270 wins and a dominant victory yesterday.
All right. Thanks, Mitch. How do those redheads out there?
They're out here in force tonight. Head coach Andy Reid again. We're at Lee's Summit at the Hy-Vee at Rice Road. Creed Humphrey will join me next. We'll be back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
McKinnon, he's already got a touchdown receiving on a shovel pass, is a wing to the near side. Three eligible to the left of Mahomes. Pete staggered, looking left, dumps it. McKinnon wide open, got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. A nice day for Jerick McKinnon. Shades of the second half of 2022. Second receiving touchdown for McKinnon. This one from 3 yards out. We are back, and yeah. So cool. The Jet is so good in the red zone. Last year, breaking a record for running backs in consecutive touchdown catches, and he was doing that again yesterday. Again, great. You never know who's going to show up at a Chiefs game now, right? Never know. Never know who's going to show up at the Kingdom Show either, right? We got people here literally from Florida, from New Jersey, joining us virtually from Phoenix, Arizona. And Don Ligursky, the famous Don Ligursky from Cheyenne, Wyoming, is here tonight. I'm not making it up, right? The geeks are here, right? The redcoaters are here. People, Reed's redheads are here. And members of the Citizen Potawatomi are here after members luck with our guest tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go no further. Let's introduce now to you our special guest tonight here live at the Wahlburgers inside of Hy-Vee in Lee's Summit on Rice Road, not very far, just up the street from Lee's Summit High School. We have the highest rated center, the best center, the Pro Bowl center of the AFC, and the best center in the National Football League, number 52, Creed Humphrey. Awesome, man. Loving us some Creed. And we got the the Creed Humphrey doll right here back there.
Love it. Love
it. It's pretty tight. Okay. Again, the score just in. Chiefs 41, Bears 10. That had to be kind of fun. How was it?
Yeah, it was a good day yesterday for sure. Really proud of, you know, how all three phases of the team played yesterday. Offense executed really well, defense continues to play extremely well. Special teams also did a great job for us. It was all around just a great day.
And how big was it that all three phases got to eat in the fact that it was everybody left there going, hey, we crushed these guys?
Yeah, that's a huge deal. And it's something that we just keep building on now and continue that into the coming weeks. So, it was really good to see that happen. And whenever that's happening for us, you know, it's a thing of beauty to watch, and it's really tough to beat us if we're playing that well. So
fun to have Creed here tonight. Creed Humphrey, our center. Hey, you get all three phases doing that. That is huge. That's huge. How fun was it? 27-point second quarter. You scored on 7 straight possessions. How crazy was that?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, just being able to execute the way we did, that was huge for us. And, I think it's a good momentum builder for us going into these next weeks. you know, continuing to just grow and continuing to get better as an offense together. It's really good for us, and we're excited to build off of it.
It looked like, too, the O-line, and particularly those three, you three inside, you got your own little fraternity going on there. It looked like you guys were having some fun.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely having fun.
It was cool. Well, when you do that, you score on seven straight possessions. You know how this works, man. You're a veteran. The Chiefs' offensive line was able to put the hammer down, baby. That's it. You got it. Yep. Only punters hit the table. I don't know. They're weird. Offensive linemen are way too smart to do it. But it was just fun to see certain plays. We just played McKinnon, one of his second touchdown. But his first touchdown, which was a shovel pass, watching you on tape, it was a clinic. Walk us through that play and what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, for me, I'm just sealing off that backside. We got Trey pulling on that yesterday, so it was a good play, just sealing off that backside, making sure to dig out that nose guard, creating a hole inside for the back to get to, and a good front side double team with Donovan and Joe on that, and Trey pulling around, cleaning it up right there, made a huge gap, so it was awesome.
It was awesome. Go back and watch it if you want to enjoy it some more. But how big was it to run the ball yesterday? Everybody, I mean, Clyde was getting a piece of it. Pop was in there, and McKinnon had his shots.
Yeah, definitely. The running backs did a great job for us yesterday. And, that was something that we were wanting to, really improve this week, especially was, running the ball. The first 2 weeks we felt like we were leaving stuff on the table. So it was good for us to go out there and put together a good run day. So we were excited about it.
And how do you build on it? You mentioned that, but how do you build on it now? Because this Jets defense is for real.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a really tough test for us this coming week. So, for us, it's just continuing to, refine the details on each play. And we do that. We start executing well. We have the guys to do a great job with it. So, it's exciting to get that to happen 1 week. But now it's making sure we keep doing that week in and week out.
Enough about football. Let's get into Creed Humphrey, the actor. And how crazy is it now that we don't know who's going to show up at our games? I mean, anybody and anything and person, make the biggest star on the planet can show up at our games. How big is that?
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't even know she showed up until after the game. So, yeah, I just saw on Twitter about it. But, yeah, crazy.
Brad G's here tonight, Vice President for Communication. He was excited about Taylor Swift being at the game. He's a Swiftie. It goes way back for him in his life. But your acting career, there's a couple things I want to bring up before we go to the break. One, your commercials with Trey are pretty awesome. Everybody seen those, right? Okay, what's the story behind those and you getting your right guard brother involved?
Oh, yeah. We have fun with it for sure. We always have fun. We always like to joke around. So, that was a perfect matchup for us, being able to do that with Jack Stack. And it turned out pretty well. So we always have fun with everything we do. And it was a blast getting to do that with him.
Did you get to write any of it?
Didn't get to write any of it. But my lines were easy. I pretty much just said, yep, the whole time. So,
But it was the whole genre of the thing. One, you got your water wings on and you're in the pool.
Yeah.
So is there any time you're going, wait a minute, I ain't going to do that? Like, there's a line to draw here someplace.
No, yeah. Me and Trey, we don't really have many lines that we draw. We'll do whatever. So we have fun with it for sure. And, they did a great job writing, and it was fun to film.
The other one is what could have been the biggest theatrical moment of our great center's life, and that was when Kels hosted Saturday Night Live, right? Okay, walk us through this week. Kels is going to order or be on. He's going to be the host of Saturday Night Live. What happened midway during that week to you?
Yeah, I think it was Wednesday night around midnight. I get a call from Trav, and he's like, "Hey, is there any chance you'd be able to, come out and do a skit for us this week? Just come out, like, fly out tomorrow." And I was like, "Well, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to go on Saturday Night Live if I can." So, so yeah, it kind of. Got that call at midnight, was setting up flights with the people at SNL throughout the night, getting all that situated, and then flew out, went out there, left for the hotel like 4:30 in the morning, so I got no sleep, heading out there. And then, got there, went straight there, filmed, and flew straight back out. So it was quick in and out, knocked it out.
Knocked it out. But here's where the story's only beginning here, right? Because this is the top-rated center, Creed Humphrey, in the National Football League, also an award-winning actor. Because we have seen that. It's amazing. A second career for sure. It's a really good skit that you never saw. You got cut out of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I guess it got cut for time, but it was fun just to be able to go there and film with him. Anyways, it was a cool experience, nonetheless. So I wasn't too mad about it.
You can go to YouTube, just search it on YouTube, and just put in Creed Humphrey SNL skit, and it's hilarious because he's on there with Kels. It's for United Way. You like to help charities, so we'll just leave it at that. We're not going to spoil it for you, but it is worth finding it. So that had to be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely fun. Yeah, it was fun. And, watched the whole show, thought I was going to be on TV and everything. Sat through the whole show and ended up not getting on the TV, but it was still fun and it was hilarious.
Okay, that's unhuge, right? That's unhuge. So you got such great friends. You had to tell them, and all of Shawnee, Oklahoma's got to be watching, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then it's like, did they think you were messing with them or what?
I don't know, probably, but yeah, ton of people back home are watching, and got a ton of texts whenever it was finished. Like, what happened? Why weren't you on? So,
this is one of the tragedies of our time, is it not? That Creed did all of that overnight, no sleep. Great job of acting in it. You're brilliant in it, and they cut it from the show. I mean, that just—it's not good. Anyway, we're having some fun tonight with the best center in the National Football League. He is an amazing person, a great football player, as all of you know now. We're so blessed to have him. Also, a wrestling aficionado. Do you ever miss it? Do you ever want to just get the guys and go, let's go at it?
Miss parts of it. Don't miss cutting weight, not being able to eat and trying to make weight multiple times a week. That was never fun. But, just the competitiveness of the sport. Definitely something you miss. And obviously we got Allegretti on the team too. He was a phenomenal wrestler in high school. So we talk about it a lot. We keep up with it still. So, it's cool to have guys on the team that do that.
So G's here. We mentioned that. He goes to Iowa State, big wrestling school, right? OU's a big wrestling school. I think it'd be a nice charity. Off-season, of course, because I don't want to get coached to get on me. But an Allegretti versus Creed, collegiate kind of wrestling match? T-Mobile? Let's go. And yeah. And so we got little guys too, right? Because you got little guys. Who would be the two little guys to wrestle if you had to set up the card?
Oh, lower weights.
Like the smallest weight. Yeah. Like, is it 118? What is it in college?
I'm not sure what it is in college. In high school, it's 106, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
106.
Yeah. Clyde would be in there for sure. Get Clyde in there. Set him up with. man, that's tough. I don't know who we'd set him up with. Probably set him up with. Let's get KT in there. Let's do that.
Oh, I like
KT.
It.
Yeah,
KT and Clyde. That's going to be the first one on the card. But the highlight of the night will be the unlimited match, the heavyweight match between Allegretti and Creed Humphrey. That would be huge. Yeah. Chiefs getting ready to play the Jets on Sunday Night Football. When we come back, you're going to find out that Creed and I are kindred spirits, just a generation apart. You'll find out why when we come back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Fields again stays in the 3-by-2, empty backfield. Herbert took a step and then stays in the left wing. First and 15. They'll throw it to Herbert. He's got the 25-yard line. And now the ball's out. The ball's fumble free. Chiefs got that football. They pick it up at the Bears 26. A hit on Herbert. Trent McDuffie hacked it loose. And Willie Gay Jr. with the recovery. And Trent McDuffie continues to play physical out of his corner position. Yes, he does. Big night tonight. We're at the Wahlburgers inside the Hy-Vee in Lee's Summit, Rice Road, just up the street from Lee's Summit High School. And our special guest tonight, Creed Humphrey, our Chiefs number one top-rated center in the National Football League. And, yes, Trent McDuffie is hacking the ball out. He might be one of those lower-weight wrestler guys.
Yeah, I didn't even think of Trent until I heard his name just now. So
yeah,
he'd be a great pick.
Oof, yeah. I might pick him on my squad. Anyway, we'll have this big wrestling meet. It'll be at T-Mobile Center, and it'll be awesome. Anyway, Creed Humphrey, our guest tonight, incredible wrestler. You were just telling me, though, and your dad was an All-American wrestler, wrestling coach, too. You had the – I don't see how – and okay, so my hometown, which is one of the ways we're connected here, which is Smith Center, Kansas, is a huge, huge football town. They've won 10 state titles. They're also huge in wrestling. I think they've won 4 or 5 state wrestling titles. You had to go from football to wrestling. And how much weight did you have to cut?
Yeah, so during that football season, I was weighing about 305. Right before I started getting the wrestling season, it was a Sunday. I went to the Army All-American camp, weighed in there at 305, and then that Tuesday made weight at 285, so 20 pounds in 2 days.
How is that even possible?
Getting a sauna suit, get in the wrestling room, and lose about 12 pounds of practice and just not eat for 2 days.
You didn't eat for 2 days, sauna suit. And then how do you keep your strength? I got to wrestle now. So how am I strong enough to even wrestle?
It's tough. For me, I mean, as soon as I weighed in, I would go straight to the store, get something to eat, get a big Gatorade, whatever I could, to just get something in my body before the match. But they give you a few hours to where you're able to eat and everything before the duel starts.
All right, here's where it's going to get a little bit fun and why we're kindred spirits, you know, a generation and a half apart, to be honest. Creed Humphrey and I share the same birthday. June the 28th, which for all of you, it's the only day of the 365 days where two perfect numbers make the date. Not non-repeating perfect numbers, 628. How does it feel, my brother, to be born the same day, just a few years later than I was?
Yeah. Just a couple of years apart, but yeah.
This is my birthday brother.
Definitely.
Now, I went back and looked at your whole career, going all the way back to Shawnee, Oklahoma, high school, where he was just incredible. I pity those dudes that had to go up against you. You're just throwing around like rag dolls. But some of your biggest games were in September. You had an awesome game yesterday. It's September. What is today? September the 25th?
Think so? Yeah, I'm okay. Not sure.
I'm going to have you think differently here because it becomes very unique. Think about the day we were born, June the 28th. You ever think about your folks, September? See how this works? See why late September is your best games? This was meant to be.
Yeah, try not to think about that type of stuff, but yeah, I get that.
9 months prior to June the 28th is like now, right? So, and it's somewhat cosmic. And my wife's birthday, I mean, she's September 27th. It was meant to be. Just think about it. Do the math. So tonight after the show, you can call your mom and dad and say, hey, thanks a lot, mom and dad, because I'm a menace. I'm a menace in September.
Yeah, I'll have to let them know.
Oh, Creed, I love it. And you and Trey have such a great relationship. I was reaching out to him today, say, what should I get him on? And you love Creed, right? That's your favorite, like, star is Creed? Like music? You like Creed?
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. They're great, definitely. Yeah. They're up there for sure.
In groups? So that's pretty cool. The other thing where we're tied together here is the fact that Creed's from Shawnee, Oklahoma. I'm from Smith Center, Kansas. The song Home on the Range was written by a dude named Dr. Brewster Higley. We've preserved his cabin that he wrote the song on 150-plus years ago in Smith County. Brewster Higley went from Smith Center, Kansas to Shawnee, Oklahoma. And that's where he passed away, and that's where he's buried. See how this is all meant to be? It's just so crazy. I mean, when we drafted you, I'm like, wow, okay. It's supposed to be this way. But I know you're proud of your hometown. That's such a great area.
Definitely, yeah. Very proud to be from there. And just being able to represent it, continuing to represent it, you know, just all over the country now. And you know, just be a good representation of what comes out of there. It's really cool to do.
And a great tradition. By the way, we have members here tonight from the Citizen Potawatomi Nation, which their headquarters is right around there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's right. It's right next to Shawnee. Yeah, right there. So, yeah, did a lot of stuff out there. Played lacrosse on the tribal team and everything. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You played lacrosse?
I did, yeah.
On the tribal team?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Good. Yeah, I was pretty good. They put me center middie, so I did the face-off and everything, and I was a lot bigger than every other kid that I was going against. So just shove them down, pick the ball up, run down, and score. I think I averaged like 7 points a game in like seventh grade or something. But
okay, who's going to get in his way, right? Just go ahead.
Like, yeah.
Okay, tell us about the look on the faces of the other team's kid when you're doing the face-off on the center middie thing.
Yeah. No, yeah, there was funny facial expressions when I lined up against those dudes. Because, I mean, that's usually like the midi positions, the guys who run around a lot, they're smaller, you know, they can run for days and stuff, and then I'm just going out there, getting in the face off, and just knocking the dude down and getting the ball and running with it.
We got to have video of that. Is there video of this?
I'm sure there is somewhere, yeah.
Creed Humphrey, number one center in the NFL, terrific actor, right? Born on June the 28th, September means a lot to him, and... All-American lacrosse player. Did you ever think about making that your deal?
No, never really thought about it. Only played a couple of years of middle school, but, yeah, it was fun definitely doing that.
Wow. So, okay, if we put together a lacrosse team, could the O-line – where are you going to put the O-line in what positions? Where's Trey going to be?
Trey will be on defense for sure.
Sounds good.
Right in the middle of the defense, just knocking people down the whole game. He'll be in the penalty box a few times, but he'll have fun.
And where are we putting Joe?
Joe, I would probably put Joe and Prince. They both like soccer a lot, so I feel like they would have a good understanding enough of the game. So I think, you know, that you put them as middies, let them run around. They're both really athletic guys too, so you put those two in midfield and just let them run around the field.
Where are we putting Donovan and Juwan, the newbies?
Oh, man, I think you put them right with Trey. You know, you got three defenders on the field, so you put those two right with Trey on defense. Probably put Allegretti as the goalie. And then we fill in the rest on offense.
Okay, our new lacrosse team of the Chiefs Kingdom is set. So right after we have the big wrestling meet, right, at T-Mobile, we'll just, like, shift it over and have lacrosse and – invite I got some texts here from some of your former teammates on those center mid face-offs. They're just getting out of therapy. That's good. God, those guys had to be terrified. Some guy that looks like me or G up there. It's like, I'm going home.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of guys like that. Yeah, felt bad sometimes, but it was fun.
You see how much fun he is, but you see that this guy is so quality. He is the Pro Bowl. He's the best center in this league. Sorry, Jason Kelsey. But just telling you. We're going to let him go into the night. But yes, born on June the 28th, ladies and gentlemen, from Shawnee, Oklahoma, number one in our heart, 52 in your program, Creed Humphrey. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, my brother.
Sure.
What a great dude. Look up the skit. Just look it up on YouTube. Creed Humphrey SNL skit. It will make your night, and you're wondering, why did it not make the show? A tragedy. We'll be back to close things up on the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Third down, goal to go for the Chiefs at the 3-yard line. Mahomes looking right, back of the end zone, caught, touchdown! Kansas City for the 48th time finds Travis Kelce 9 yards deep in the end zone, and the Chiefs lead 40-0. Three touchdown passes for Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, we are back. We're at the Wahlburgers inside Hy-Vee. This is the Chiefs Kingdom Show in Lee's Summit, just off Rice Road, a great location to take care of all of your grocery needs. And by the way, while we're talking about that, you can register. You see, it's kind of been fun being in the big game 3 of the last 4 years, right? It used to be just a dream. Now we're thinking, let's go do this. But now through December 31st, you'll be entered to win a trip for two. When you swipe When you swipe, your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks, including a chance for a trip for two to the big game in February. That would be huge if you win it. 5 days, four nights experience for people in this room? Woo. All right. That'd be on it. Cindy Lou Who and Snowstorm Sandy trying to win this. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. And see store for complete details. How good is Creed Humphrey? I mean, these guys. We've had Patrick. We've had Trent McDuffie. We've had Creed Humphrey. And they're all just amazing human beings who are the best in the league at what they do. We are so blessed to have these guys and live the time we're living now in the Chiefs kingdom with this head coach. We have fans here again tonight from Florida, from Cheyenne, Wyoming, from New Jersey. We're coming to you this week, buddy. We're coming to you. But throughout the Chiefs kingdom, and it's growing. I mean, we got like Taylor Swift's coming to the game, like, right, hanging out. Like, it's just awesome in what we're experiencing right now. So we got to keep it rolling, right? Got to get ready to play the Jets. They have a really good defense. When you got a dude named Sauce on your team, you got to get ready to go because Sauce plays for the Jets. Sauce. Okay. Good to see all the Reeds Redheads out here tonight. We have many of those, right? And a lot of the geeks, the Redcoaters, many. Hey, hey, Paula. Mary from Stafford, Kansas, came all the way here just for the show. Fake Andy Reid is here. Everybody, red, rowdy, and real, it's time to put the hammer down, baby, and get ready for Sunday night football. And we will be in Jersey at that stadium to take on the New York Jets, and we're going to have to get ready to go for that one. Thanks to the great folks here at Hy-Vee in Lee Summit, the Wahlburgers inside of Hy-Vee Lee Summit. And again, just down the street from Lee Summit High School, Felix and Yudike Ozama. Somebody just said tonight, hey, we got to get some Felix jerseys out here. We have one here, but we got to get the pro shop to get a stitched one in there, right? We got to get that done. So next week, it'll be a little sleep deprived when we get here, but we'll be here nonetheless. Actually, we'll be at another location as we'll be at Nolan Road next week for our Chiefs Kingdom show. That'll be on Monday night following Sunday night football. Thanks to Creed Humphrey, great actor. Find the skit, you'll laugh. You will laugh. Great dude, great center. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Danan Hughes. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.